So we left off last time, we were discussing the obligation to recite 100 brachas every single day. We didn't really have a chance to get into what those 100 brachas are. We talked about last week the nature of the obligation, whether it be possibly deraisa, derabanan, or a minag chasidus, a nice thing. The assumption is not like that. The assumption is the way most achrayim, putting aside what we saw last week from the chida, it's a real obligation. So if it's a real obligation, we have to see, are we fulfilling it on a regular day? And what about those days that make it a little bit more challenging, we'll call it, to be able to hit 100 brachas? So we'll begin where the Mishnah Berurah takes us through a listing over here of how do we calculate the 100 brachas. We have an obligation to recite 100 brachas. Again, the Gemara told us in Menachos that on Shabbos and Yom Tov, you're going to come up short, so you have to make sure you do extra things. But we're going to see that it's quite complicated different days, and some days, how to get to the number 100. So Mishnah Berurah takes us through the list, and we'll stop. It's a long Mishnah Berurah, and we'll stop at some points and get a little sidetracked and come back to the topic at hand. Says Mishnah Berurah, why do you have to make 100 brachas a day? Hatam, the reason is, number one, the fish are amazing because you're a man of Hashem. You saw there were 100 people dying daily. We spoke about this a lot last time. Therefore, tikein dovet alzev levarach mea brachas b'chaim. So the Mishnah Berurah is going the route of the tour, which does not seem to be the simple reading of the Gemara, that the idea of 100 brachas was instituted by David HaMelech for the reason of an epidemic that was playing out in his times. Okay, fine. Says the Mishnah Berurah, v'hinei b'chol yoyim anu b'varachim oid yoyisim mea brachas. Says the Mishnah Berurah, on a regular day, we make way more than 100 brachas. You don't have to worry. Ketza. Now he takes us through step by step. This is going to be very, very important. Step by step detail to how we get 100 brachas on a daily basis. He starts off. Belaila. He starts off working through the night. Which means Mr. Brewer is telling us that the clock starts at night. Now we'll talk more tonight, hopefully, Bli Neder, about when does tonight start. Is tonight after Shkia? Is tonight after Tzeis Gechavim? What about Bein Hashmashes? How does all that work? But it starts at night. So therefore, according to Mr. Brewer, the clock starts tonight. And what's number one on the list? Kishahedich Lishan. The first brach you make is when you go to sleep. Now, we would have thought the first brach you should make is Ma'ariv. So the answer is they didn't daven Ma'ariv at night. They used to daven Ma'ariv earlier, which is something we spoke about many times, and we're going to talk about it maybe in other venues, but they used to daven Ma'ariv before nightfall. They didn't wait till Tzeis Gechavim. So therefore, they would daven Ma'ariv, still part of the old Cheshb. So the first one you get is Hamapil. Okay, Ubashachah. Now we're up to the morning. Now again, Mr. Bruce is assuming you never went to the bathroom from nightfall to morning rise. I don't know. It's pretty impressive, but definitely in the winter, I don't know how you pull that one off. In winter, the night starts at 5 o'clock. There's a lot of uptime, unless back then they went to sleep much earlier than we do. But I don't know. Today, I would add in at least a few ashayotzahs. In the winter, you can get, I don't know, probably 10 ashayotzahs starting from 5 p.m. From 5 p.m. till 11 p.m., you got quite a few ashayotzahs, and you got a bunch of bracha rishaynis. We snack, we eat supper, we eat a lot of things. So we can fill in the blanks with the Mr. Brule didn't mention to us. Based on our society, I think we can probably, at least in the winter, we can add quite a few bracha rishaynis easily during the nighttime. But the Mr. Brule starts off the morning is what? Well, you start off your morning with Al Natiyasa, Daim, and Ashayotzah. So right away, those are two brachas. Okay, that makes sense. Then you have 16 in the Brechas HaShachar. And the three that you have for Brechas HaTorah. Now, if you would open your sitter and you look carefully, you'd say to yourself, where is there three? You have the first Bracha, Lasoik, then you have Asher B'Charbonu. Where's three Brachas? So if you look at the parentheses, Mr. Brewer says, L'das HaRamo L'Kamon B'Simen Mem Zayin Sivav B'Hagah. This is only if you go like the Ramah. Ashkenazim Jewry have three brachas, while Sfaradim only have two. What's this whole discussion? So take a break from this Mishnah Berurah and look at number two on the left side. Says the Shulchan Aruch one siman later, siman mem zayin. That's the siman in Shulchan Aruch that talks about Berachas HaTorah. Says the Shulchan Aruch, Omar v'harev no imvav. That bracha, after you say Asher Kedushan Mitzvah and the last thing with the Veseira, then it goes what? V'harev no. Says the Shulchan Aruch, you must emphasize the v'harev no. There's supposed to be a vav there. What is the significance of there being a vav there? So the Mishnah Berurah explains, because it's supposed to be one long flow. It's not a separate bracha. It's one long bracha. So according to the Shulchan Aruch, it's not three brachas. It's only two brachas. Therefore, you say the vahariv is the vav. Says the Ramah, hagav yeshayimim b'loi vav. But some people say you don't have a vav there. You don't have the vav there. Therefore, v'kain noagu. That's what we do, says the Ramah. But he concludes, but he says it's better to say it with the Vav. So now it's very unclear. What does the Rama really hold? Does the Rama really hold there's three brachas, or does the Rama hold only two brachas? So Mr. Beru over here, number three, explains, Yoyse Taif, that really this Rama is a pshara. Meaning, the reason why we say Veharivna is because we just want to be Yoyse all shitas. So therefore, to cover all bases, we put in the Vav. So again, according to the Shulchan Aruch, you have to have the Vav there because it's really only two brachas. According to the simple reading of the Rama, you're supposed to have no Vav there because it's supposed to be, you're supposed to break it up and to make it to three brachas. We don't do that. The Rama says, no. Why, says Mr. Bura, because by doing that, you'll be Yoyse all shitas. But if you'll say it without the Vav, then you're going to make harav no bracha on itself, and it will be considered a hefsik. If you hold it's supposed to be one long bracha, that's what we do today. We taka say today v'harav with the vav, like the mechab and shulchan aruch, but we still hold it's three brachas. That seems to be Ashkenazic custom. So now the mission we discussed a very interesting shaila. What happens if you're middle of saying Berachos HaTorah? So you get to the first part, you get to Asherek L'Shem Mitzvon Alasik B'Divei Seira, and then you want to answer, or let's say, for example, someone's being Maitzi Berachos HaTorah. Should you answer Amen at that point? If it's Taka, a new bracha, so you should stop and say Amen, and then continue V'Harev Na Hashem Elokeinu. Says Mr. Buru, with the Indian, and he has Amen Lach Alasik B'Divei Torah. Should you answer Amen? So for Svadim, you should not, because according to Svadim, it's not the end of the bracha. But for Ashkenazim, the Mr. Buru just told us there's three brachas. There's only way to make three brachas if you hold there's a period there and the new bracha starts. So if the new bracha starts, shouldn't we answer Amen? So Mr. Buru says, with the Indian, and he has Amen Lach Alasik B'Divei Torah. Yesh Diaz Ben Achrem. There's a bunch of different opinions. Most Achrem say it's better not to answer Amen, because it's still questionable. The Nochoin preferred Sheivarech Hamavarech Bracha Zubalachash. Whenever you make that first bracha out loud, that bracha, try to make it quietly. Because if you're going to make it out loud, it's going to present a halachic dilemma to whether or not they should or shouldn't answer Amen. Likewise, the Achrenim say, what happens if I'm in the middle of saying Berachas HaTorah and I hear someone else make a bracha? Am I allowed to be mafsik? Is this considered in between a bracha, or this is the end of a bracha? So we're getting very much conflicting reports to what the Mishnah Berurah slash Rama really hold. The Mishnah Berurah counts it as a separate bracha, even though in Sefer Mem Zayin it doesn't exactly play out to be a separate bracha. But the Mishnah Berurah counts it in the list, but Svardim would not have this in their list. Now let's talk about another bracha, which the Mishnah Berurah didn't talk about. What about in Karbonis, that thing that we all skip, that thing called Karbonis, right? So it says, in the middle of Karbonis, there's a bracha. Baruch atah Hashem mikadesh kadesh shmoy barabim. Does that count? Does that count as one of the brachas? So you'll tell me what do you mean? Nosach Svar doesn't have it with Shem Hashem. Okay, we'll have to get to that. What about Nosach Ashkenaz that does have it with Shem Hashem? Would that count for one of the 100 brachas? If you look in the list of Mr. Bura, it's not there. Right? Because if you continue on the list, he writes, you have 22 from Berachas HaShachar, then you have Shtayim al HaTfilin, again, then you have Uberachas Tzitzis u'Tfilin, Hari HaCholish, you have Tzitzis and Tfilin, that takes you to 3, Lefi Minagin Hashem Mavarchim Shtayim al HaTfilin. That's only for us Ashkenazim who make a bracha on HaTfilin. So Svarim are already 2 in the hole, because they don't have an extra one from the Tfilin, and they only have 2 for Berachas HaTorah, so they got to make up 2 somewhere else in the day. So up to 25 before you start davening, says the Mishnah, before you start what we call the beginning of the davening. Then you Baruch Shem V'Yishtabach. Well, 1 second. What happened to that one in Karbonis? So the time the Mishnah was assuming that you don't say Karbonis. Okay, maybe, I don't know. But it's out, it's not there. So let's see why is it not there. So if you look at number 4, the Mechaber and Shulchan Aruch is in Siman Reish Yadal. The Mechaber tells us the rule of thumb. What is the rule of thumb for something to be considered a bracha? What makes something a halachic bracha? Says the Mishnah Berurah number 4, Shulchan Aruch, Siman Reish Yadalet, Kol bracha she'ein ba haskaras shem u'malchus ein a bracha. If it does not have Hashem Elokeinu Melech Ha'olam, it's not a bracha. In order to be considered a bracha, now this is not talking about making 100 bracha, this is talking about to have a title bracha, but we're going to borrow this to our sugya and say, in order to make 100 brachas, it has to be considered a bracha. What's a bracha? It has to have Shem U'Malchus, which means it has to start off, or at some point have the words, Baruch Atah Hashem, Elokeinu Melech Olam. That's Shem, that's Hashem, the Hashem's name, and Melech is Melech Olam. Without that, it's not a bracha. And the Shulchan Aruch goes even further. If you skip in a bracha either Hashem's name or the fact that he's the king, he must recite the bracha. That's an invalid bracha. Let's say you got the word melech, but you don't say the word ha'olam. You just have the word baruch atah Hashem elokeinu melech. He's a king. Move on. It says the Shulchan Aruch, no good. You have to have the words Hashem elokeinu melech and olam. All those words are integral words to make something a bracha. So now let's go back to our shayla. In the Mekadesh Shemoi Barabim, there's no mention of melech. It's Baruch Ata Hashem, even in Nosach Ashkenaz, but there's no melech. There's no mention of Hashem being the king. There's another bracha that we're going to discuss tonight also that has this problem. Tefillas Aderech. Can you count Tefillas Aderech as one of your 100 brachas? It's got Baruch Ata Hashem, but it has no mention of melech. What about Alakai Neshama? That's another one of the brachas Hashachar. There is also no mention of Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam. Can you count that? So let's talk about Mikadosh Shemoi Barabim first, and then we'll deal with the rest of it. Where does this bracha come from? This bracha that some of us recite, Mikadosh Shemoi Barabim. So it's not found in the Gemara. It comes from Yushalmi. The Tur, and some Memvav quotes the bracha, and he writes like this. He says, Atu hu atchle nivra oilam vatu mishinivra oilam atu boilam azev atu boilam abo kadish shimcha makdish shmecha kadish shimcha boilam echu vishuas chotam esakbi yachaneinu baruch ato Hashem. Note, the Torah has it with Hashem's name. Unlike what you find today in what's called Nusach Sfar Tzedorim, says the Torah, baruch ato Hashem mekadesh shimcha barabim. Oh, again, no mention of melech, but a mention of shame. So we have shame without malchus, which according to the Shulchan Aruch is not considered a halachic bracha. So if it's not considered a halachic bracha, it should not count to our list of 100. Concludes the Torah, V'nisakna al-pi ha-Yushalmi. This bracha was instituted not by the Bavli, but it was instituted by the Yushalmi. V'einu peseches b'baruch, it does not open up with a baruch. She'einu el ha-bricha seido, because it's only a bricha seido. Says the Bacha number 6, Keinu b'sidurim, the Messiah in Bab Hashem. Most of the Siddurim that we have end off that bracha with Hashem's name. Says the Bach, I'll prove it to you from the Rishonim. The Torah was a Rishon, but from Taisvis, I have a right from Taisvis that bracha should really be with Hashem's name. Why? Because Taisvis over there is discussing the Mash and the Pesachas Baruch. Taisvis over there is discussing why doesn't this bracha start off with a baruch? Taisus is bothered. Why is the bracha of Hamakadesh Shemoi Barabim not start off with a baruch? So says the Bach, 1 second. If it's not a bracha, so it doesn't have to start off with a baruch. You're assuming it ends with a baruch, or it ends with Hashem's name. So you're concerned, why doesn't it start off with Hashem's name? But if it doesn't end with Hashem's name, so it doesn't have to start with Hashem's name because it's not a bracha. Says the Bach, this Taisus, which we'll have to come back to later tonight, it's a very important Taisus. Taisus says the reason why there's no starting to the bracha with Hashem's name because it's only a bracha seido. It must be that you're ending off with Hashem's name. The ena misayemes, if it doesn't end off with Hashem's name, you don't have to give me a reason why a bracha doesn't start with Hashem's name if it's not a bracha. If it wouldn't end with Hashem's name, then it's not a bracha. So you don't have to give me reasons why it doesn't start with Hashem's name, because it's not a bracha. It must be that it is a bracha. Therefore, says the Bach, it must be that Taisvus Shita is like the Torah, that this bracha should be with Hashem's name. But the Rambam does not mention this bracha with shame. So this is the first time we're seeing in Rishonim, before we see what the Arizal held in later, Baal Shem Tov and later, in Rishonim, the Rambam disagreed with Taisvus in the Torah, and he held that this bracha does not conclude with Hashem's name. Why? Says the Bach, the reason, says the Bach, that the Rambam held that this bracha does not conclude with Hashem's name, because it's not really a bracha mentioned in the Gemara. Brachas in Yushalmi don't conclude with Hashem's name. Eliyemru, beloy Shemu Malchus, says the Bach, it's better to say without Shemu Malchus. I saw those people that are careful to recite this bracha without shame. They didn't rule like this. For others, sounds like the Bach is concluding that although maybe there's an argument, but the accepted custom was to recite this bracha with Hashem's name. Baruch atah Hashem, hamikadesh shemoi barabim.
If tefilas haderech is not a bracha, because there's no malchus, okay?
Then
why do we make it such a big deal that
we're going to get to that in 2 seconds. Very good. We'll see that hopefully in a few minutes. So we have seemingly a machloikis rishonim. Does the bracha in the morning, this is a shaila, forgetting 100 brachas. What do you say every morning? Im karbonis. Assuming one says Kabbanis, what do you say? So do you say, so most people have it as, oh, it's a split, Nusach Ashkenaz, Nusach Sfar. That's Machlokes Mishnayim. Taisvus in the Torah held it has Shem Hashem. The Rambam says it doesn't have Shem Hashem. So we Ashkenazim, or some Ashkenazim, say with Shem Hashem. Why? Because of the Vilna Gaon. If you look at number 7, the Vilna Gaon in his Sefer, Maaseh Rav LeGra, the Gra is quoted as saying, Baruch Atah Hashem. The Vilna Gaon had Shem Hashem, HaMekadesh Shemoi Barabim. Now, you notice that's not the way the Torah brought it down. The Gra had a different version of this bracha. He changed the version. The Torah had it Hamekadesh Shimcha Barabim. The Vilna Gaon changed it Hamekadesh Shimoi Barabim. Either way, the Vilna Gaon had it with Hashem's name. So that's why many Ashkenazim or Litvisha, we'll call it Litvisha Jews, follow the Vilna Gaon. The Vilna Gaon had Hashem's name, and that's why we today say it with Hashem's name. We're still missing Machos, right? I'm just saying, but if you don't have Hashem's name, then it's for sure not going to be, assuming it's for sure not a discussion. However, they quote in the name of the Ariza on the Baal Shem Tov. This is from number 8 in Sefer Shulchan HaToyah. They write, V'yochol l'sayim baruch ator Hashem ha-mekadesh eshimcha b'rabim, u'mor in Ariza v'arivash, in the Baal Shem Tov, sayimu b'loy shemu malchus. But the Ariza on the Baal Shem Tov, they didn't. So that's what became today known as Nusach Sfard. Nusach Sfard does not have it with Hashem's name because the Ariza on the Baal Shem Tov did not. So the assumption is you don't answer amen to something that's not a bracha. So if you hold that it doesn't have a halachic status of a bracha, you shouldn't answer even amen to it. So when someone says in Shul, Baruch Ata Hashem, Mekadesh Shemay Rabim, everyone answers amen in Ashkenaz. And that might not be correct, because it might not be a bracha, or it might not have an obligation to answer amen. The Taz, on that halacha, says something very interesting. The Taz says, in number 9, he says, "V'hi nesak na al kedushas Hashem amiuchas shayishab la'achreil k'shem shemekadosh shemay b'rim k'achbim l'kadosh shemay b'rim." Is that nichol b'chal b'chol v'avch? He's explaining the chashivas of the bruch, and he writes, "Mashm b'dvarav sheyeshloim ma'mekadosh shemay b'chol rabim derech bracha." That this bruch, this tefillah, is really a bracha. The ha'inu baskaras Hashem, it carries Hashem's name. The loyman one should say baruch atah Hashem mekadosh. V'chimash b'beis Yosef shekasef sheyesh lahachnas brachazu b'cheshbon. He quotes beis Yosef, which I wasn't able to find, that the beis Yosef actually counts mekadosh shemay b'rabim in the counting of 100 brachas, because the beis Yosef held that Hashem Hashem. It's still missing malchus, and the beis Yosef was the one who told us in Shulchan Aruch that without malchus, not Hashem's name. We'll have to come back to that still. V'chein asmag choshev Yosef b'bracha. V'chein ubetur. V'chein ubetayse b'avim psachim. A whole list of rishonim have it with Hashem's name. V'hu tema, says the Taz, how can it be? Toli husku rabbi Talmud. It's not mentioned anywhere in the Gemara. So here, the Taz and the Bach, father-in-law and son-in-law, were on the same page. They both thought that the reason not to have Hashem's name in this bracha was because it's a bracha not found in the Gemara. Now the Taz says, wait, one second. Why shouldn't it be any different than Moedim Durabonon? What's Moedim Durabonon? When we have in our Chazar Shashatz, we have a Moedim. That's called Moedim Durabonon. That's also not, and that does not conclude with a baruch. Why is that, says the Beis Yosef and the Taz? Because it's not found in the Gemara. The other brachas were nesaken in the Gemara. This was from Yerushalmi. Therefore, he says another one. What's another bracha that doesn't have an ending to it with Hashem's name? Baruch Nefashas. Says the Beis Yosef, says the Taz, why is it any different than brachas Baruch Nefashas? She ain't lachta ba b'shem. Kim b'shem b'gemara shalom el b'shalmi. Now, parts of Baruch Nefashas is in the Gemara. That's Mefurash Gemara. In Brachas, the text, the body of Baruch Nefashas, the end of it is not in the Gemara. Don't think that Baruch Nefashas is not in the Gemara. That's not correct. There's a Mefurash Gemara like that in Brachas, in the sixth parak. Daf Lamed Ches, Daf Lamed Zayin, I remember now, that the Gemara gives us the Nusach of the Brach. What he means is the ending is not in the Gemara. That's why we don't end off with Hashem's name. So Frek the Taz. So if we don't end off by Baruch Nefashas, and we don't have Maimai the Rabbanon, why should we do it over here? Seems to be a very good argument. And what the Taz answers is interesting. He says, and the Rambam Taka doesn't. And he says, "Ve'em biyadeinu loymer b'zeh el al derech shezecharti kimen dekvar nog hakola amroi kimen de nog nog." He says, "I don't have a good answer. It's just that it became the minhag. Since this bracha became so popular, it became the minhag. So it got a shame of malchus also, or a shame also. It's not really much of an answer."
Right. And they put it together. Right. That is Modin Darabanan. So the reason that, because it tells you the Nusach HaBrach in the Gemara.
Right, but if it wasn't
there's no end, there's no, but there's no chasima.
Right, if they didn't tell you to make the chasima.
Right, but that doesn't mean that
okay, Baruch Nefashas is also in the Gemara. Baruch Nefashas is also in the Gemara. The body of Baruch Nefashas is in the Gemara. The end is not in the Gemara.
And why the fact that the Yerushalmi actually has a bracha? I mean, so in other words, in Eretz Yisrael, they make this
bracha. Right, for some reason, it would sound like that because it's not a Bavli. That's a deciding factor. Now, we're still left with our original question. So let's say in Tim Tzolim, you still say Baruch Ata Hashem. But where's the Malchus? Says the Prima God, the number 10, he answers this kasha. He's bothered with this kasha. He writes, "U'mashikasa b'nisach Atu Hashem alakein, u'hine ein bo rak shem Baruch Ata Hashem mikadeshi v'loi Malchus." Says the Prima God, you're still missing Malchus. And we have a rule, if it doesn't have shame, it's not a bracha. Says the Prima Gadol, not so simple. We have other brachas that are counted as brachas that also don't have melech, such as Elokei Neshama. Why? Because what are the words? Ain tzarich malchus k'mashkasa b'zeisim reishu dalit. Kain kan. Kimin shabara yesh mi'ayin ain melech oylem yoysim yizeh. He says you have other words that fill the void or the role of melech. If you just have a bracha, you say baruch atah Hashem, whatever it is. So you never reference Hashem's ability or Hashem's idea that he's a melech. Here he says you have it all over the bracha. Look at the bracha. Atu Hashem mishinev oylem, v'atu b'oylem hazeh, v'atu b'oylem hazeh. We're talking about all Hashem's melucha. We're not saying the word melech. Okay. You don't have to have that magic word king. You have to have something that reflects HaKadosh Baruch Hu's kingship. Therefore says the Prima Gadim. What? That's right. You can clear it, see it from the other words that are described in that bracha. That's enough to replace melech, and that's good enough. So rules the Prima Gadim. So that's a good question. The Mishnah Berurah discusses, why is there no Melech in Shemoneh Esrei? That's a good kasha. The Mishnah Berurah discusses that in this Siman of Shulchan Aruch, where we say, every bracha has to have a baruch. He says, 1 second. The whole Shemoneh Esrei is never a Melech. So he discusses that, since in the first bracha has this idea, Kael, Hagodol, Hagiba, Vanoira, you're relaying that message of Hashem's greatness, so that might be able to fill the void of Melech. So this Prima Gadim helps us. This Prima Gadim puts us back now, that possibly if you daven Nusach Ashkenaz, and you have Hashem's name, so you have HaMekadesh, Shmoy Barabim, with Hashem's name, you'd be able to count it towards your list. And the Aruch HaShulchan says it Mefurish. The Aruch HaShulchan writes at number 11, when he goes to his own counting, he has over there, Asher Yotzeh, L'Kan Neshama, Baruch HaNatal's Katan, Tezva Baruch HaShachar, U'Baruch HaMekadesh, Shemcha Barabim. And the Baruch HaMekadesh, Shemcha Barabim, so therefore he does count it in his list of 100. Just once we're talking about this bracha, an interesting machloikis achronim between Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky and Rabbi Chaim Kanievsky. Rabbi Yaakov writes in Emesli Yaakov, what happens if you're running late, so you skip karbonis, and then you want to come back to it after davening? Can you still recite this bracha? So Rabbi Yaakov writes in Emesli Yaakov, Nira, Shalachar atfila ein mashay levarach brichas mekadesh ishim chabarabim b'shem. Once davening is over, you can no longer recite this bracha with Hashem's name. Kivin shekva yotzi yidei chavosa yidei choyves krishma. Since you already fulfilled krishma, therefore this bracha is no longer applicable. Even though one would have thought they're two independent things. One is the mitzvah deraisa of Kriyat Shema, one is the fulfillment of Kiddush Shemoi. But since, in Shema, we refer to our devotion to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, therefore, you cannot. However, Chaim Kanevsky said otherwise. Number 13, the quote from Chaim Kanevsky, Kosovli Agarin Chaim Kanevsky Shlito, this is from the Sefer called Isha Yisrael. He says, Chaim Kanevsky wrote to Mish Imle Beirach Kaid Matfila, if you do not make this bracha before davening, Yochel Avorachim Gam Achatfil. You can recite it after davening as well, and I would assume that means with Shema Machos also. So this might be a machloikis. What is interesting is that the Chazon Ish was mesupik. If Mekadesh Shemai Barabim is a bracha, where does the bracha start? So they write over in number 14 from the Sefer called Dinim Van Hoges Chazon Ish that the Chazon Ish was Pam Achas Histapik. Once the Chazon Ish was not sure, Im Kvar Beirich Brichas HaMekadesh Shemai Barabim, he wasn't sure if he already made that bracha. So Ubikesh LeEchot Sheyetzienu, he wanted someone else to be Moitzi him. While someone else is Moitzi, where does the bracha start? So he said he thinks it starts from the words min la'olam yeh adam. Ki amash ein bar la mehechem etchilas habracha. He's not sure where the bracha starts. According to the Prima Gadim, we kind of know where the bracha starts. It starts with a point where we talk about HaKadosh Baruch Hu's, so to say, malchus, is where the starting point of the bracha should be. We mentioned that the Vilna Gaon held, you say, Shemai Barabim with Shema Malchus. Now, we had a kasha. The Bach had a kasha, and the Taz had a kasha. What do you do with the fact that it's not in the Yusha, it's not in Bavli, and why is it any different than Moedim Derabban and Abaran Nefashas? The answer is the Vilna Gaon Shitasai, it's not a kasha, because the Vilna Gaon Shitasai ended off Abaran Nefashas with Hashem's name, and he ended off Moedim Derabban with Hashem's name also. If you look over in number 15 in the Maaseh Rav in the Vilna Gaon held Moedim Derabban Hechsim B'Shem. He ended off Moedim Derabban with Hashem's name. Baruch Atah Hashem Keloi Dois. V'chein brichas baru nefashis rabbis chaisim b'shem. The Vilna Gaon also held that baru nefashis should also end off with Hashem's name. So they ran in the footnote. So it's not a kasha why the Vilna Gaon held that you end off baruch mekadesh shemay rabim. Most of us, when we started the sugya, would have thought that the Vilna Gaon was just going like those rishonim that end off like that. No, it's the Vilna Gaon shitasai because he holds things that are not found in the Gemara can still end off with Hashem's name, such as baru nefashis and ma'idim d'rabban. So this is just another. One of the more examples of the Vilna Gaon that he holds that something which is not found in the Gemara can still have a chasim of Hashem's name. So according to all of this, we would be able to count HaMekadesh Shemai Barabim if you say it with Hashem's name, even though there's no word of Melech mentioned. So now let's talk about Tefillas HaDerech. Right? People travel, It can be, you can make up a lot of extra brachas if you're a frequent traveler. Depending, again, we had a share already. I urge everyone to listen to that share again, myself included, about how far, where, and the travel rules of Tefillah Sederach. But that's a popular bracha that one can make, especially this time of the year when you're in traveling. Would Tefillah Sederach count for the list of 100 brachas? Now again, Tefillah Sederach does not start with a Baruch Atah Hashem. It does end off with a Baruch Atah Hashem, but there is no mention of Melech in the bracha. We don't say Baruch Atah Hashem Melkeinu Melech Olam. We just say Baruch Atah Hashem Shemei Tefillah. So, according to the rule that we started out with earlier, according to the Shulchan Aruch definition of a bracha, this should not fit that criteria. So let's discuss that a little bit more. The Torah writes in number 16, Umash ein epoisech es bebaruch. He's quoting a Taisvis. Taisvis wants to know, why doesn't Tefillah Sederach start off with a baruch? Every bracha that we know starts off with a baruch. So far, what are the exceptions? Elokei Neshama and Hamekadesh Shmei Barabim. Says the Torah, quoting a Taisvis, Lefisha einoi ela tefillah ba'alma. Because it's not really a bracha. It's a prayer. Different experience. It's not a tefillah. It's not a bracha. It's a tefillah. You ask Hashem that you should come back safe. It's not like a bracha you make on food, a pleasure bracha. It's not like a bracha on an occurrence. You're merely asking. And therefore, we end off with a bracha, but it's not really a bracha. So the simple reading of this would mean it's not really a bracha. So if it's not really a bracha, it can't count towards 100 brachas because it's not a brach. Then he writes, "Rav Meir Mirutenberg, the great Rav Meir Mirutenberg, Rami Rutenberg, kishayoyts laderech, when he'd travel in the morning, bebiker in the morning, haya amra achay hirotz. He would say it at the end of his brachas hashachar, kedei lasmicha lebrachas goyim lechasadim, because he wanted to make it what's known as a brach asmucha lechavuto, v'tei brach asmucha lechavuto." We spoke about this lalacha, if you want to ask to do this. Mishnah Berurah writes that a person should try to make Tefillah Sederach right next to another bracha, a bracha Hanenin or a bracha Achrein or whatever it may be. So the Achrein point out, so the Rami Rutenberg clearly disagreed with the Torah. You only have to make something a smuch l'chavata if it's a bracha. Brachas are supposed to be connected to each other. If it's just a prayer, it doesn't have to be connected to anything. So it seems like the Rami Rutenberg and the Torah are arguing on this nekuda. Is Tefillah Sederach really a bracha, or is Tefillah Sederach merely a tefillah on its own?
If it's really a bracha, they would have thought around bracha.
So that's what Taisus is bothered with over there in Pesachim. Why doesn't it? So in the Sefer Birchas Eisen, the Sefer I referenced last week, a terrific Sefer, a whole Sefer written all about this question of how to deal with the sugi of 100 brachas, and he comes up with the following idea. He says, not so fast. He says, Ulam in his deity near the Kuliyam Moide to have a bracha, let's start for the minyan amei brachas. He thinks no. He thinks everyone agrees. Tefillas Haderech counts as to the 100 brachas. Dari Chaisim Baruch. It ends off with the words, Baruch Ato Hashem Shemei Tefillah. Imkain, therefore, Ava Bishalay Seach Babarim, though it doesn't start off with a bracha, Yeshal Zeh Shem Shal Bracha. I will teach you, you'll ask me, Tarei Kamlan, the Chabracha, Shem Hashem Umalchus, ain't a bracha. What about our Kasha? That if it doesn't have Shem Umalchus, it doesn't count. Imkain, Kim, the Tfilas Derech, ain't Bamalchus. Tfilas Derech does not have anything about Melech in there. Ava Bid Yeshal Shem, even though that's Hashem's name, name of the ain't a bracha, Zeh, ain't no, it's not true. Tarechazin, the Gam Birchas, Alekan Hashem, ain't a Pesachas Babarach. First of all, Alekan Hashem doesn't have a starting with a Baruch. Because of our Torah, Rabbi Yosef, the Ikur Kedia, the Alekan Hashem, ain't a Smuch L'Chavito. And on top of that, we hold that Alekan Hashem is an independent Bracha. V'alf Bishayim B'malchus. Mon Rabbi Yosef, Brachas, Ubechal, Amin, Yerim, Be'er, Brachas. Aye, but, one second, but the Rabbi Yosef count Alekan Hashem as one of the Brachas. There's no Melech there. Now, we saw that according to the Prima Gazim, that's not a Kasha. And he says, after Alekan Hashem, Kim, the Kormer, Alekai, Choshev, Malchus. So he comes up with a chap. He says, because you have the word alakai. That's like melech. So as long as you have the word alakai, you're good. And since Tefillah Sederach has the word alakai, so now it's like it has Shemu Malka. So he passes without a question that Tefillah Sederach, and he quotes a bunch of Achorayim that say like that also, Tefillah Sederach does count. And you just have to answer, why it does not start with a baruch, that's not a kasha. Why there's no malchus, it has a malchus with alakai. Okay, a shtickle Torah to get around it. He's trying to answer the kasha.
No, I understand, but Elokai is more of it's the name of Hashem.
Yeah, that's what we would have thought. So we would have thought, based on the Prima Gadim, that it's not just the word Elokai, it's the whole general idea of the way you're discussing Hashem. Right. Right, you're discussing a whole different experience. In Tefillah Sederach, you're not really doing so much. You're basically just saying, I want a safe trip. So it's a little bit of a stretch. But that's what he wants to suggest, that it would be considered. So that's a question. Just from a... You're really just asking, you're not mentioning, but you don't mention that. You don't mention that at all. You just mention Hashem, please give me a safe trip.
To keep away from me the list approach.
Yeah.
Have this control of nature. It's called the humans.
Maybe. Maybe you're going to have to say that. Right, that would be, I guess, the same. You say he's filling the same role as if you put the word melech there. Just from an interesting halachic standpoint, we spoke about this when we did the Shem Tfilas Derech. I put it here one more time, that Rabbi Yaakov and Emes Liakov is very convinced that Tfilas Derech is not really a bracha. He thinks it's a tefillah ba'alma. So he'll ask me, what difference does it make? So you can't be Yaitz 100 brachas. No! Rabbi Yaakov has two other interesting nafkaminas. And he has good rayas. Says Rabbi Yaakov, where does the Shulchan Aruch write the halacha of Tfilas Derech? In Simin Kuf Yud. Kuf Yud is Hilchas Tfilah. There's parts of Shulchan Aruch that discuss brachas. Why wasn't Tfilas Derech put there? Says Rabbi Yaakov, because it's not a bracha, it's a tefillah. And then he points at two nafkaminas lahalacha. If you look at number 18, the second piece of Rabbi Yaakov, he writes, "Umehaytaim b'misha baki b'tfilas derech tzarich l'omba be'atzmai." This happens all the time. You're traveling in the car. There's five people in the car. So one person makes tfilas derech for the whole car. Says Rabbi Yaakov, that's not correct. Everyone should really make their own. V'le'lotz b'chaver ukishar brachas. The b'tfilah kaim l'on di'ef shel hotziyah baki. This is not brachas. This is davening. Davening, we all daven ourselves. You don't daven for me. If I can't read, then there's the idea that someone davens for you. But a tefillah you do yourself. Says Rabbi Yaakov, tefillah saderech is a tefillah. Literally, tefillah, it's not called bircha saderech. It's called tefillah saderech. Then he says another raya. V'nir shemekimah shetefillah saderech tefillah v'loy bracha, l'chein yochol omr gam kishu mesupik im chayv l'omroi. Normally you have a rule, safik brachas l'hakam. If I'm not sure, should I make the bracha? We say, you know, when in doubt, you know, omit, skip it. Says Rabbi Yaakov, but this is not a bracha. It's a tefillah, it's a prayer. Prayer, you should make even if you're not sure. So let's say, for example, you're not sure, did I go out of the limit? Am I out of the limit? Did I cross the, whatever all the various tefillahs derech shailas are? So Rabbi Yaakov, say it, because it's not a bracha. So it seems pretty clear that Rabbi Yaakov is of the opinion it's not a bracha. It would be very difficult to say I can use this as my 100 brachas if it's not considered halachically a bracha. The other question that we started talking about last week, we have to get into more, what about women? Do women have to make 100 brachas? So based on the list that we started mentioning in the Mishnah Berurah, one of the ways we got to 100 was with using talis and tefillin, and the Mishnah Berurah is going to use Psukka de Zimra and Shemoneh Esrei. Whoa, women don't make a lot of those brachas. So the fact, is that a raya that they're not in this rule of 100 brachas? Or it just means that they'll have to figure out another way to get to the 100? Big split amongst the Gedalei Achrayim. We'll just go through some of them. If you look at number 19 of Shlomo Zalman Paskind, Nirish Ein Hanoshim Chayevus Levarach Meir Brachas B'Chayim. Shlomo Zalman thinks women are not obligated in the 100 brachas. So is it the opinion of Shmuel Voz, number 20. Someone asked him, and he says, I'll bring you a raya. He says, what's this raya? Because the way the Mishnah Berurah and the Beis Yosef gets to the number 100 is by using talis and tefillin, all these other things, and women are not shaykh to that. Therefore, they must not be included in the 100 brachas. That's the opinion of, just, we're short on time, we'll say that's Reb Shlomo Zalman, Reb Shmuel Vosner, Reb Ephraim Greenblatt, and Reb Yitzchak Abadi. They're all of the opinion that because the numbers only work out if you calculate talis, tefillin, and these other things, and since women are exempt from that, they're exempt from that also. So women do not have an obligation to make 100 brachas. But not everyone agreed to that. Just look over here, number 24, in Nakut Yosef, in Reb Avad Yosef's son, Sefer, he writes, he thinks women also have to try to make 100 brachas. There's no real zman. Now, I would argue it's a 24-hour chiyuv, meaning every 24 hours you have a new chiyuv. He says, there's no good reason not to have women obligated. So they don't have to daven three times. So if they're not going to daven three times, they're going to be short on the numbers. And they're not even allowed to make these brachas according to Svardim. Says Rabbi Avadi, well, so what? They'll make up the bracha somewhere else. This list of the Mishnah Berurah doesn't mean, and if you don't fit this list, you're exempt. This list is just helping us know that on a regular day, your average male will hit 100 brachas. That does not mean that, and if you don't fit this list, you don't have to make 100 brachas. You still have to make 100 brachas, you'll just have to be more creative. Which means if a lady is obligated on 100 brachas, she's going to have to do a lot of eating throughout the day. Because she's short a whole lot. She has large numbers of brachas she needs to make up. She's going to have to do a lot of eating, a lot of alamechias, a lot of things to make up the number. That's according to him. In the Sefer Birchas Eisen, he quotes from Rebbe Yashiv. He writes, number 24, Shuvri Isi b'Sefer Yashiv Moshe, Shukosef Shekein Pasek Agoyin b'Yosef Shamal Yashiv, Teisha Chayevis b'Mitzvahs Meir Brachas. That women are obligated. Now, if you remember last week, we mentioned that Rebbe Yashiv held no one's really obligated. The whole thing is only Midas Chasidus. What he meant is that this Midas Chasidus is true for men and women alike. And he explained, he said, why shouldn't they? What did the Gemara say? The pasuk was Ma Hashem Elokecha Shalom Imach. What does Hashem want from us? To fear Him. The Gemara said that teaches us 100 brachas. That means Yiras Hashem is 100 brachas. Women don't have to have Yiras Hashem. Oh, they don't have to be God-fearing Jews. So therefore, arguably, Ashif, since the whole idea is about fearing Hashem, women are obligated. And then he also quotes, he says, that was the opinion of Rav Steinman, and that is the opinion of Rav Chaim Kanievsky, that they both hold that women are obligated. So we do have a list of achrenim that hold women are obligated. So it's not such a, oh, women don't have to do this. It's a big machlokes achrenim. Depends who you want to go like. It seems like the in Eretz Yisrael, you have Rabbi Yashiv and Rabbi Chaim Kanievsky and Rabbi Steinman that all were of the opinion that women are obligated. While you have Rabbi Shmuel Vosner and Rabbi Shlomo Zalman that we have the opinion that women are not. And here in America, you have Rabbi Ephraim Greenblatt who held they're not, and Rabbi Yitzchak Abadi that held that women are not. So you take your pick. If you want to bring this up to your wives and to your daughters, make them really crazy about that. They have to eat even more. see how well that one goes over. They have to eat even more because you have to make more brachas. Rabbi Shlomo Zalman was of the opinion in number 25. He says the following. What happens if, let's say, I daven Ma'ariv early? Right, we know the clock starts at night. Let's say I daven Ma'ariv early. Most common is Friday night. You want to make early Shabbos. So you start Shabbos after Plaga Mincha. It's before nightfall. So then you daven Shemana Esrei, and you make Kiddush, and that's brachas. And then you're going to bench. Those are a whole bunch of brachas. Which day do those brachas go on? Do those brachas go on Shabbos? Or those brachas are going to go back to Friday because it's still nighttime? So he writes in the middle of number 25, Alich Shleim, he writes, if someone davens Ma'ariv early, be'erev Shabbos, v'gam oisei Kiddush, nimnois brachas eilu la'chezmin brichas hayoyim v'loi halayla. They all go to Friday. You do not get Shabbos credit for those. He says, what do you mean? It's daytime. If a lady wanted to go to the mikveh now, we wouldn't let her go. It's not night. It's daytime. The fact that you want to make Tais for Shabbos is beautiful. But it doesn't change the clock. So according to Shlomo Zalman, that does not make it towards the night. Rabbi Yosef holds no. If you make early, if you daven Ma'ariv early on a Sunday night, so then it's not yet night. But Friday night, because of Tais v'Shabbos, that does change the clock to make it that it's already Shabbos. However, I quote over here from Rabbi Avigdor Nevensal, who disagreed with this Rabbi Shlomo Zalman, and he'll know if you daven Ma'ariv plag, that's it. It's ready the next day. So if you daven Ma'ariv after plag, you already switched over to the night, and all the brachas will go to the next day brachas. The Mishnah Berurah, if you jump back with me to page 1 for a second, source 1, the Mishnah Berurah ran through the list of how we get to 100 brachas. So he goes through the Shemoneh Esrei, he then talks about washing and benching during a meal, which we mentioned this last week, is not so common today. Klal Yisrael today has a phobia of benching. I call it benching-itis. We're scared to bench. So we come up with all the ways and the reasons not to bench. So we'll be kaveya suda on pasa baba kisnin, and we'll say, but it's not bread, so you don't have to wash. That's a mistake. Maybe one day we'll have to discuss the rules of pasa baba kisnin as well. But people don't like to bench. But you have to realize, part of the cheshbon is you're benching. Now, the counter-argument is the Mishnah Berurah does not allow for snacks in his day. In the Mishnah Berurah's day, he doesn't have, well, I'll have 5-6 snacks, and each snack I'll make a bracha reshayna and a bracha achrayna, that will get me to more brachas. So in the Mishnah Berurah's times, there wasn't snacks, it was just one meal. So yes, we don't bench, and we don't have nitzias adayim, but we have probably more snacks throughout the day. But the Mishnah Berurah says we're going to hit a problem. If you look in the wide lines, he says, one second, he says, what are you going to do on a fast day? You're going to be short on a fast day, for sure. So we're in the like 5 lines in from the second paragraph, Mr. Bury writes, he thinks you still get it in the davening. But Shabbos is tricky. Why? Because you're losing 13 from the Shemoneh Esrei. So what do you do on Shabbos? Says Mr. Bury, what a person should do is he should have Shabbos party. This is the makor and halacha for having a Shabbos party. What's the idea of having a Shabbos party? Is that after the meal is over, you have snacks, and you have fruit, and you have other delicacies that you make a bracha rishayna on, and then a bracha achrayna on. This way you'll compensate the 13. So you see, he clearly had a really fun Shabbos party, because you have to make up 13 brachas. So you gotta figure, there's gotta be a bunch of foods there. You gotta have candies, and cookies, and fruits, and vegetables, and you gotta somehow make up the brachas. Now, v'im ein loy, let's say you don't have enough food. People didn't have enough. They only had enough for the Shabbos meal. You can't have. We mentioned last week, this might be the reason why people go to a Kiddush on Shabbos. If you go to a Kiddush, there you go. You have all these extra brachas that you make. The problem is, if you remember the shurim that we had here a few months ago, there's a lot of brachas that should not be recited out of Kiddush. If you're going to be drinking wine, that wine exempts a lot of the other beverages, and it's not so simple. But in any case, if you know how to navigate it, you might be able to pick up a few more brachas. Says the Mishnah Berurah, what happens if you don't have any Shabbos party? Then ein lo yoytze al piat chak, b'mashi yichavan l'shmaya berchas ha-teiro, v'amafter v'yana amin. Possibly you should be able to get around it by listening to Brechas HaTorah, all the aliyahs that take place on, right? You have 7, and that's 2, it's already 14. And you got to listen to the Maftir and all the brachas on the Maftir. It sounds like from the Mr. Brew, this is not lechatchila. It's better to make your own brachas throughout the day on snacks. But if you don't have, then you can be samech on this. So let's talk a little bit about this for a second. Let's go to page 3. So on a tinus, he thinks you'll still be able to make it up in the davening. Because you still have the long, davening. Says the Shulchan Aruch number 27. I didn't speak it out, but Rav Shlomo Zalman has a shaila. What's Ben Hashmoshes considered? Let's say you make your brachas during Ben Hashmoshes. You daven Ma'ariv 10 o'clock tonight. Shkia tonight was, let's say 7:58. So let's say at 8 o'clock I made a bunch of brachas. Which day does that go towards? Ben Hashmoshes is always a suffix. So I would say, well, if this din is derabanan, so you could probably say suffix derabanan lakula. I'm not sure which way the lakula goes, but whatever it may be, you'd say suffix lakula. So the Shulchan Aruch writes in number 27, Hilchos Shabbos, Yarbe b'peiros u'megadim. A person should make his business to have extra fruits and extra delicacies or sweets. U'minei reach, and should smell things. You ever wonder why in Yom Kippur they go around sticking a lemon with besamim? So most people think it's somehow to wake you up. It has nothing to do with it. You know why they do it? Because they want you to make more brachas. You make a bayir b'samim on that, you get another bracha. Now, you're still going to be pretty short, but it's something. So that's why they pass around the b'samim. It's not just to wake you up and everyone is like, oh, I wish I could bite this, all these other things that people say when they're really hungry. It's really to get you to make a bracha. A lot of people don't realize that, and they just smell it. So they're doing two things wrong. First of all, they're supposed to make a bayir b'samim on it. B'samim has nothing to do with Matzah Shabbos. Anytime you smell something that's considered a besamim, you have to make a bracha on it, whether it be Tuesday, Matzah Shabbos, or any other day. So when they pass around that esrig, the lemon with the besamim on it, Mitzvah Shem on Yom Kippur, so first of all, A, make a bracha on it. That's the whole idea, is they want you to make more brachas, and B, you have to make a bracha on it. But you see, people, they think it's just like to break up the day or something, like it's been a long day, we need like a change of scenery, so they like give or pass around the lemon. There's a reason for it. Try to make up the brachas. So that's a question. So I would assume Havdalah is already going to be Shabbos. They talk about what about benching at Shal Shudas. Let's say you bench at a late Shal Shudas. Right? So a lot of the shuls, they say bench at Shal Shudas. It's way after Shabbos. But we're still acting like it's Shabbos. So does it go to Shabbos? So many say in that case it would go to Shabbos, not towards Sunday. So the Shulchan Aruch says you have to make sure you make extra brachas. Mr. Brewer writes to something interesting. He writes, Yarba b'peiros, the gam b'lil Shabbos kodesh, Toiv Shiyashlim Bahamea Brachas. It's not clear what he means by this, that you should start Friday night. We know the clock starts at night. What is exactly the Mishnah Berurah adding over here that you should start at night? So some people learn what he's saying is you should have a Friday night party also. This is where it comes that people have parties Friday night. Not from this Mishnah Berurah. Because Mishnah Berurah is like an Oinik Shabbos type of thing. Because Mishnah Berurah is afraid that if we're going to wait till Shabbos day, we might find ourselves short. So if you start the clock earlier, so Friday night already, after your Shabbos Suda, then you'll have an Oinik, and you'll be making brachas on the cholent, and the potato kugel, and the candy, and all these other good things. So this way you get the clock started already now. This way when it comes tomorrow, you don't have to be like, oh, it's such a daunting task. I have 50 brachas to go. It makes it a little easier. That's the way some Achroim learn this line in the Mishnah Berurah. He says that you got to make sure, even on Shabbos, a person has to make sure he gets 100 brachas. Now, we mentioned that the Mishnah Berurah said that we didn't get to the whole Mishnah Berurah, but that one of the ways is that you can use besamim. The problem is that Mishnah Berurah passing is on in Hilchos Tisha B'Av, they're not allowed to smell besamim on Tisha B'Av. So if you can't smell besamim on Tisha B'Av, then you're going to be short that bracha. So that's an issue you're going to have to get around. The Shulchan Aruch writes in number 31, Tzarech lechaven the brachas ha-koyrim b'toyre lebrachas ha-maftir. A person must have kavanah to the brachas on the Torah and to the maftir. V'yana achareim amen, and answer amen. Why? In order to, what? So here it sounds like from the Shulchan Aruch that that's lechatchila. The Mishnah Berurah made it sound like it's only b'diavad. So the Achrayim say, you're right, it's taken not lechatchila. Lechatchila, you're supposed to make the bracha yourself. B'diavad, you could be yoytze hearing someone else's bracha. And the Prima Gadim Taka Paskins, that on a fast day, if you're going to be short, you can listen to someone else's bracha. Let's say, for example, you hear someone else make brachas hashachar. There are people that ask other people to you see every once in a while, you see this in the shul, where a guy will say, did you make Berachas HaShachar yet? And you say, no. He's like, okay, I want to hear them. And he answers, amen to them. So he thinks he's getting towards his number of 100. Very questionable. Many Achrayim held lechatchili, the number 100 should be from your own brachas. But the Eved, you could be samech on answering amen to someone else's brach. So therefore, that's what the Prima Gadim says, on a day like a fast day, where you can't make your own brachas, then maybe you could be yitzah by someone else's. They quote over here, number 34, from Moshe Sternbach. He quoted from the Belzer Rebbe, that the Belzer Rebbe had an interesting custom on Yom Kippur. He was afraid on Yom Kippur that he wouldn't get the right number. So on Yom Kippur, he'd listen to 4 rounds of Berachas HaShachar and answer all those amens. That's like 16 times 4. You get a lot of amens right there. So therefore, that's what the Belzer Rebbe used to do. We mentioned last week that the Biskarov used to take mafter himself every Shabbos. Because if you take mafter yourself, so then you get those brachas for yourself. So that's another inyan. Another way to get around this is to be the Shliach Tzibur. If you're the Shliach Tzibur, you get all those brachas. So if you're a gabbai and you're trying to convince people to daven for the Amid on Shabbos, tell them, hey, if you daven for the Amid, you get extra brachas, you don't have to worry. An interesting machloikas achroinim, machloikas rishonim. The Machzevitri writes that Ein Kelokeinu counts towards 100 brachas. Now this is very unique. There's no shame, there's no malchus, there's no structure of a bracha. Yet the Machzevitri writes that Ein Kelokeinu, you know why we say Ein Kelokeinu on Shabbos? Is to get us to 100 brachas. Very, very interesting. That the Machzevitri holds that. Now the Mishnah Berurah does not count this at all on his list. Yet, something very, very interesting. The Mishnah Berurah writes, in number 36, the Ramon Shulchan Aruch says, we don't say Ein Kelokeinu on Yom Kippur. Why not? Look at this Mishnah Berurah number 37. This is probably one of the greatest rayas that the Chofetz Chaim did not write all 6 volumes of Mishnah Berurah. We mentioned this over and over, that Mishnah Berurah did not write all 6 volumes. He was the editor. He was in charge. He did not write everyone. You could see discrepancies all over the place. Here's a great discrepancy. Says in Mishnah Berurah number 37, quoting a Taz, why don't we say Ein Kelokeinu on Yom Kippur? The Fish of Shabbos, Oyimim Kain. You know why we say it on Shabbos? K'dei lemalos hachosem mimei brachos. We only say Ein Kelokeinu to make up for the lack of 100 brachos. U'biyam Kippur mikah habishvachim, because Yom Kippur you have it. Ve'in tzrichim lemalos mizeh. You don't have to worry about it. Nowhere in Chelek Aleph does Mishnah Berurah ever say that Ein Kelokeinu on Shabbos gets you towards 100. Here he says it black and white. What happened? So it's a steer in Mishnah Berurah. There's no other way around it. So it's not such a steer if you assume the two people weren't writing the same sefer. But it is a steer. Here the Mishnah Berurah seems to be saying that Ein Kelokeinu does work towards the 100, and yet by us he makes no mention at all of Ein Kelokeinu being a possible option. So it's not so simple of whether or not Ein Kelokeinu can be a possible option. The way they say it over is, why would Ein Kelokeinu work or not Ein Kelokeinu work? So they want to say that maybe 100 brachas is lav dafka. It's just really a fancy way of saying praises to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is not the way we've been saying it the whole night. We've been saying it has to fit the structure of a bracha. Without a structure of a bracha, it doesn't count. Now, according to the Mishnah Berurah, b'di'evit it does work. It's not lechatchila, but it's only b'di'evit. So you got to make sure you listen to Kriyas HaTorah. You got to make sure you listen to Rav Torah. There's an interesting shayla that both Rav Shlomo Zalman and Rav Tzvi Freimer in a Sefer Eretz Tzvi address. Let's say, we talked about this a while back. Let's say a person davens and he has to repeat the Shemana Esrei for whatever reason. He forgot the Alvi Yava, he forgot Marirah, whatever it may be. Do those first brachas count towards 100 brachas? So they both pass me, Rav Shlomo Zalman and Rav Tzvi Freimer pass me, they do. Although you have to repeat the Shemana Esrei, they'll still have a halachic status of brachos, and they count towards your 100 brachos. So definitely an interesting